Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Breakfast Burrito Podcast. This is an impromptu episode. Eddie, want to tell them where we're at?
Yeah, we're at Dodger Stadium. Dodgers are winning as we know it right now.
4-8.
But you know what? We made it, you know? We're trying to do a new episode. That's all that matters, you know? It's the effort that counts.
Like you said, it's the effort that counts. You know, Dodgers are up 4-8 as we left. Mookie Betts is fucking playing his ass off. Fucking guy got us over the hump, and we're here, you know. It's been fun, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Who's like us? We would have hit home runs on each at bat. That's just us, though. That's just us.
That's what we're thinking. We're like, it took the Dodgers forever. If Eddie and I were in the fucking game, it would have been fucking lights out. Second inning, that's it. Go home. Go home, Twins. You're fucked. You got fucked already. We fucked you. Go home.
But you know what? We have hiccups. We're down bad. You know, we got injured in high school, so that's what's stopping us. So you know what? We get to support the boys.
Just gonna kick a can of Modelo. All right, half drunk Modelo. Beautiful, dude. How fucking far did we park today?
We parked so fucking far. We can see the game from the parking lot.
We've been walking 5 minutes. We gotta walk another fucking 10 minutes to get to our fucking car.
If you skip leg days, today would have been a good day to come to the game.
Yeah, we got here. We left. I left my house probably an hour before the game. Hour and a half. And we made it here fucking 10 minutes late.
You know what? Tell them about Cutwaters.
About what?
Tell them about Cutwaters.
All right, Cutwaters. I had seen him around, I think. Didn't know them by name until today. And he was like, have you had these? I'm like, no. He's like, all right, have a Cutwater. And Cutwater are like margaritas in cans. And dude, I drank half of it and I was going blurry already. It was not the nicest experience I've had.
Just think about it like this. If you've never had a Cutwater, if you've had half a Four Loko, that's a full Cutwater.
That shit was pretty intense, I'm not gonna lie.
Destroying the Four Lokos.
Fucking Cutwater. The Cutwater got me. It pushed me over the top. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm saying this is a good commercial for Cutwater. Listen. I think it's economic because one can did me good. One can of fucking Cutwaters.
It gets the job done.
It got the job done. I think, honestly, for me, I'm like 202 pounds, 205 pounds. Three of those, I'm out. I'm done. I'm fucking throwing up. I'm cussing you out. I'm throwing punches. And that's a good commercial, I think.
You know what? If you want to come with us with the Dodger game, get lit, let us know like 3-4 weeks in advance, all right? We plan this like, what, 2 days in advance?
Yeah, literally you hit me up like 2 days ago. Like, hey, let's go to the Dodger game. I was like, yeah, fuck it, let's go.
You know what? My days are off Monday, Tuesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday. Let us know, you know? We're always down for a good time. We've been needing guests. And yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. I've been to Dodger games in the past. But you know what? This year, I was like, you know what? I'm going to make an effort to get out there more. Go to fucking Dodger games. I live in L.A. People got to go to fucking, you know, Pirates games. That's fucking terrible. I get to go to Dodger game. I can go to a Dodger game every fucking day if I want to. All right? I'm not even a fucking Dodger fan like that. All right? But I know that I got to take advantage of that shit. And we're fucking climbing. You don't have no idea how steep this fucking hill is. Here's our fucking car. I'm fucking breathing.
We're fighting demons, you know? But we do it for our listeners. This is for you. All right? Next move might be a Lakers game. So if you want to come with us, let us know.
Lakers game. King game. Fuck it. Angels game. You don't fuck with the Angels, but we'll go to a fucking Angels game.
We'll go anywhere. Just give us a place. I'm over there. All right?
If you have those, what are they called? Uncut waters, what are they called?
Cut waters?
Cut water?
Uncut.
Uncut. Cut waters. If you have those, we'll be there. All right, my shins are hurting. We're walking uphill.
We're finding demons.
This is a mission.
This is leg day.
This is leg day. I didn't work out today. This is the workout. And it's great. Walking up the hill. We left.
I do not feel like a G6.
Neither. We left at the bottom of the 8th inning. Just to avoid traffic because we had to walk. By the time we get to our fucking car, by the time we get to my car, it'll be the fucking bottom of the 9th. All right? And this is as real as it gets.
There's people running?
People are running to their cars to beat the...
If I can compare to anything, if any of you have been to Rio Hondo College, that's what it's like.
This is it.
It's ass.
People are holding their hips. It's hard. It's hard to get up here. It's a good way to sober up. Good way. What's up, man? You're tired?
Hey, you want to be on our podcast?
I'm like, I'm 22 and this guy's only like fucking 15.
Call him out, call him out. Call him out, call him out. We're on a podcast.
You're on a podcast?
Yeah, we're recording a podcast.
What's your podcast name?
Breakfast Burrito Podcast.
Follow us.
Please. Call him out. Tell him that. He's 15, you're 22.
Alright, I'm 22. This fucker is fucking only
12 years old and you're dying like that, bro?
I'm losing.
What school do you go to, man?
This is going up under.
Alright, we're gonna get all those teachers fired. Yeah. That's not right, man. You should be in the best shape of your life right now.
There's no way a 12-year-old could be fucking a 22-year-old.
You should be pushing the car up the hill. That's not right, man.
We're all fighting demons right now, right?
Oh, we made it. We made it.
What's your guys' name?
My name is Marcos. This is the Breakfast Burrito Podcast. Marcos, check us out. At Breakfast Burrito Pod.
Hi, bro.
Take it easy. Take it easy. Take it easy. As you can see, people are struggling up here.
It's hard.
It's not just us.
All right.
There are 12-year-olds struggling.
Hey, do I feel a little bit better that a 12-year-old struggled?
Yes. You gotta be aware of those things, you know.
You know, when I was younger, I wanted to be like Lance Armstrong.
Who?
Lance Armstrong.
And the fucking cheater.
Yeah, and I found he was a cheater. And you know what? I'm more proud that I'm natty.
You're proud of that? Hey, we made it pretty quick.
Hey, Logan, we did pretty good.
I kind of feel like going back down and doing it again just to challenge myself.
You know what?
Thank you.
You know what? Also, we went to college. We don't look both ways.
We just walk. We feel like the world owes us,
money.
Money.
If we get hit, we get hit, you know?
We'll sue you.
I have full coverage. Do you?
I don't. I actually just sent in my insurance form for work. I should be getting my benefits in about a month. But yeah, guys, we're here at the top of the hill now. We can see the LA skyline. We can see Dodger Stadium. And it's beautiful, you know what I mean?
We made it. You know, we're breathing hard.
But we're young. We're alive.
Low-key, no baddies today, but it's okay.
Yeah, no baddies, you know.
No baddies, but we did meet some nice couples.
You know, for me, I made people laugh in my section. For me, that's a win, if I'm being honest with you. For me, that's all it takes. I'm not a selfish guy.
You know what? A laugh a day keeps the doctor away.
That's very true. Very true. We're here. We're happy. We had a good time. Like Eddie said, no baddies. We spent all this money. But you know what? Sometimes you got to spend money on the homies, right?
You know what?
Sometimes the homies are worth it.
You know what? As long as you have fun with the homies, that's all that matters.
Exactly. It's not about the women, bro.
The baddies always come second. The homies come first. Always.
Always. Anything Pardon,
Did you have a good time?
I had a good time. You had a good time?
I had a great time.
It's beautiful, all right? And we're getting to my car. Like I already said, no baddies. It's wholesome fun, guys. It's wholesome fun. Either this is my car or I'm touching somebody else's car. What the? There you go. Guys, this is a good walk. Hey, dude, look at the bottom of my door.
That's pretty badass.
Pretty badass, huh?
I'm not gonna lie.
All right, guys. So, quick update. I got a new car. We're gonna record as we go, all right? Hopefully it sounds good. We're in my car now. Getting ready to go. I got a new car. Tell him what I got already.
He got a Challenger SRT.
No, RT.
RT.
I have a 2022 Challenger RT. And it's a beautiful car. I never thought I'd see myself driving this kind of car. But I am. Can you hold it in?
Yes, sir.
Just hold it between us. There you go. With the mic pointed in between us. There you go. The other way. Flip it. Alright, yeah. So I'm driving a 2022 Challenger RT. Go Dodgers! People love Dodgers. We're driving down Dodger Stadium. And it's beautiful, you know? Life is beautiful, guys. Any updates? This is a very impromptu podcast. We're in my car, leaving the stadium. We haven't recorded in a fucking long time.
You know what? It's okay, because, you know, we're both adults. You got a promotion. I have my job. So it's okay, you know? If we were, like, lazy, it'd be a different story. But we're both adults.
We got shit going on, you know?
We both take care of kids.
Do we?
Yeah. We both handle them different, but it's okay.
Different styles, same end results. Same end goals, I'd say that.
Same subject, different results.
But yeah, you know, life is beautiful, guys. It's easy to you know, get caught up in how busy life is. But, you know, it's good to catch up with your friends every once in a while and just remember, you know, how fun it is to be with your friends. Like, just fucking kicking it with this guy for a couple hours. We already thought about shit we want to do, right? We want to go to fucking Laker game. We want to go to Kings game.
San Diego.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we got so busy that I was willing to put hey, what the fuck? This is a quicker way to go home, huh?
Yeah.
This is awesome. You see, guys, sometimes the journey is difficult.
But the end result is different.
The end result is worth it. We're out on the street already. We just left Dodger Stadium. We're on the street already. Beautiful.
Yeah, you know, like, we're talking about, like, going to the Kings game, Laker game, San Diego. We're planning ahead, you know? And that's what being an adult is about. It sucks. Because, you know, in college, we'd be like, hey, let's go eat right now. And we'd be like, fuck it.
We got time.
And now we're like, hey, let's plan something 2-3 weeks ahead.
And we don't even know what's going to happen for sure. We don't know.
We're guesstimating.
Life happens, right? I'm saying that I think I'm free. But, you know, sometimes I got to work Saturday. Sometimes I got to work overtime. Sometimes Eddie's schedule changes. But, you know, friendships evolve, right?
Yes.
I don't love Eddie any less. I don't think you love me any less.
Of course.
We're still friends, but, you know, we're fucking busy.
And we understand that.
It'd be fucking sad if I'm like, hey, Eddie's always down. Like, what the fuck? Why is he always down?
Yeah, if I was always free, that'd be something different.
That'd be a very worrisome thing. Like, hey, why is this guy always down to hang out?
I'd be like, Marcus, why are you always free?
What's going on, bro?
Do you not have a job?
You don't have something to do? But yeah, I don't know. Any other updates you want to give, Eddie? I mean, this is going to be a short podcast, right? Because we're leaving the stadium. We're driving home now. I'm taking this guy home.
You know what? Not that I know of, you know? Same thing. My job. We came to Dodge game. Oh, I mean, I'm moving to Riverside in like a month or two. So
that's a big one. That's a big one.
You know, if you think us updating the podcast is hard right now, just imagine a month or two.
It'll be even more difficult. Hey, fuck it. Maybe I'll drive down to Riverside.
But you know what? We'll figure it out. We always do. You know? Yeah.
This podcast might not be the most consistent, but I think that whenever we give you guys episodes, I feel like
it's juicy.
They're juicy episodes.
Because, you know, we've been holding back for a long time.
I'm not going to lie. We drank today. I feel fine. I stopped drinking. I had 2 hot dogs, you know. Watched my macros and everything. But, yeah, I don't know. What else can I say about my residency? Updates. New position. Going well. I love my job. I love my coworkers. I love my family. As some of you may already know or may not know, you know, I am a single man. Say it that way.
Yes, sir.
Take that as you will.
Ladies, shoot your shot.
Or don't.
Shooters shoot.
Shooters.
Shoot your shot before I do. Respectfully.
Shoot your shot before Eddie does. You know. But that's been my life. You know. Life is weird, guys. That's all I'm gonna say. You go from, you know, I work with high school kids, and it's like, I see them, and I'm jealous of them sometimes, because I'm like, dude, your life is so straightforward. At least from my point of view, right?
Yeah.
Like, dude, you just come to school and that's it. And then you become an adult and it's like life is fucking kicking you in the dick every other day. But yeah, my life has changed a lot this fucking year. Fucking curveballs, ups and downs. I don't know. Anything you want to say, Eddie?
Yeah, you know, same job. Same as Marcus. I work with the kids. Different kind of kids, though. But they're fun. They bring some excitement. I too am single. if you're on a double date, me and Marcus will discuss it first.
Yeah, send us your profiles, you know. We'll discuss it.
We respect everyone.
Yeah, we're open to anything.
We will make fun of you. Not gonna lie, we will make fun of you.
I won't that much, you know, Eddie will.
But, I mean, that's part of the date, you know?
Yeah, you don't know what you're gonna get. You don't know what side of us you're gonna get, you know? Eddie might be in a bad mood, I might be in a bad mood.
Or vice versa. I mean, I might be in a good mood, he may be in a bad mood.
Exactly.
Or he
exactly.
may be in a good mood, and I might be in a bad mood.
On any given day, who do you think is more likely to be in a bad mood, you or me?
Me.
You, really, you?
Yeah, because of my job.
Okay.
But you know what? We might play a good cop, bad cop.
Or bad cop, bad cop.
No. Good counselor, bad counselor. All right, that's better.
Antagonizing counselor and motivating counselor.
Yes, exactly.
Counselor that thinks that you're a piece of shit and a counselor that thinks you're a good guy that hasn't been encouraged to be a good guy yet.
There we go. That's what it was.
But yeah, guys, you know, fucking life is a trip. When we started this podcast, it was in the thick of the pandemic, you know, wearing masks in my car.
We were still in school.
We were still in school. That's fucking true, huh?
That was true. That is true.
We were like 6 months away from graduating. I think it's this way.
I remember we'd always talk about it during Black Ops or Call of Duty.
We'd play Call of Duty talking about this podcast. And you know, at this point, I don't know what this podcast is exactly, right? Before, I felt like we had like good rhythm going on. Right now, our rhythm, we don't have good rhythm. But I'm not complaining, because you know what? Every time we sit and record,
I feel like it's good.
I have a good time. Yeah, I'm not complaining. We're not forcing anything, right?
Everything's come natural to us, you know.
Everything's natural. If you still listen to our podcast, I love you very much. I'm in love with you.
I would give you a kiss.
I would kiss.
I would give you a pico kiss.
I would give you a cut of hate kiss, and if you know, that's violent. That's why I'm kicking you in the kidneys, dude. No, but straight up, I mean, whenever people hear that we have a podcast, like right now, right, we're just fucking leaving the stadium, and we told a couple of kids that we had a podcast, and you know, they kind of laughed, whatever. So fuck them, they could die. No, but it's weird, you know. But
they still ask, what's your podcast name?
They ask. They're not gonna check it out. They're gonna try to remember tomorrow, maybe. They're not gonna remember. They're not gonna check it out. They'll never hear themselves again on our podcast. But I don't know. For me, it's just fun. Like, the idea that we can record and it's out there. Maybe it's like my ego, right?
Maybe there's a chance,
huh,
that we can make it.
Maybe. I don't think so, though. I'm gonna go back to school. I'm not gonna fucking risk it. I'm gonna go back to school. But yeah, I don't know. This podcast shit is crazy. I mean, like I said, this is an impromptu episode. It's very, very quick, on the fly. We just decided to record. We talked about it before we got into the stadium. And as we're walking out, I'm like, hey, fuck it, let's record.
Oh, well, we've been doing this for over a year.
Over a year, yeah.
So, you know what? For us to be continuing, that's a lot.
It's a big deal, man.
That is a big deal.
You know, we're not as consistent, like I said, but, you know, we're still here. We're still recording. Let me see my phone.
Hey, all that matters is that we keep going, you know?
Yeah, we're still recording. Once again, you know, before the Dodgers season ends, if you want to go to games, hit us up. You know, before the Lakers season begins, before the NBA season begins, you want to go to a game?
We're there.
Hit us up. You want to see hockey? I don't care. That's a fucking boring white people sport. But fuck it. You buy me a beer, I'm there.
If you buy us beer, we're going to get lit. We're going to have a good time.
Or what's that called? Cactus water? What's that shit called? Cut water?
Cut water?
Yeah, pre-cut water. I'm there, man.
We'll pregame with that.
I'm serious. That fucking cut water. I have a party in 1 week. Weekend party for my homeboy Eli's birthday. I am going to take cut water. And I'm going to change people's lives. Alright? That shit changed my... I had one fucking cut water. Crazy shit happened in my body, in my mind. It's insane.
If you think of 4 Loko bad, just think about this. It's smaller. It's stronger.
It packs a punch.
It gets the job done.
And it tastes good.
Just think about it. A 4 Loko is 12%. This is 12.5.
That's over the fucking line, baby.
Just think what that 0.5 does to you.
No, I'm serious, guys. Cold water. Delicious, good. The fucking margarita flavor, whatever the fuck that was. Lime, good as fuck. Anything else you want to say, Eddie?
No, just, you know, I miss our fans. I miss being consistent, honestly. But, you know, life happens.
We make do with what we got, you know?
At least we try. That's all that matters.
I know if ever one day, you know, we go, you know what? Bring in another co-host, somebody else fill in, we'll do it. But you know what? Breakfast Burrito Podcast will always and forever be Eddie and Marcos, that's the show.
Yes. You know, don't get us wrong. We do text each other, you know, like when are you free to record?
We check up on each other, you know. I'm like we said.
Life happens.
Our lives have changed a lot. Shit happens. You know, it's not the fucking Oprah Winfrey show, but, you know, check in on your friends. Make sure they're okay. You know, if your friends owe you money, don't be a fucking asshole. Don't fucking harass them about, hey, where's my fucking money? Ask them, hey, what's going on, dude? You okay? Everything fine? How's work? How's your mom? Right? Don't forget, you know, we're all humans. That's the important part about what we do. Yeah. Anything else you want to say, Eddie? Any updates, future plans? We're on the freeway now.
Now you know. Hopefully we can get another show in soon. I always look forward to these, you know? Honestly, I do.
Yeah, but recording the podcast is fun, but, you know, it just gets hard. Our schedules are... Not my schedule so much, but Eddie's schedule's all over the place. We get tired, you know? We're human.
Don't get wrong. We try.
And the reality of things are, you know what? If you're not paying us, it's hard to show up.
It's even harder to show up.
If you're giving us a paycheck, fine. But you know what? No one gives us a paycheck for these. We just show up because we want to do it. We want to record the podcast.
But you know what? If you have any ideas for us, let us know.
Yeah, exactly. You want to be on the podcast? Fine. You want to be a co-host one day? You know what? Eddie can't record. I can't record. Hop on. All right. I'm sure we're open to that. Because the podcast, at the end of the day, like I said, it's Eddie and I. It's our brains are a part of this podcast. And yeah, that's all I gotta say for now.
Yeah, me too.
All right, guys. So you know, thank you for listening to this very short Dodger Stadium episode.
Special edition.
Podcast, special edition. We're here. We're live. We're going home. We love you. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Good night.